This episode of the View from the Rock podcast is brought to you by Sign Dog Northwest. They're your source for custom signs, banners, boat names, fleet graphics, and more. Custom design services available. And this episode is brought to you by Merle Inc., the premier custom home builder in the Clee Ellum area and a proud featured home builder in Suncadia Resort in Tumble Creek. And finally, this episode is brought to you by Rob Thomas Drywall, the number one drywall company in Ellensburg and Kittitas County. Welcome to the View from the Rock podcast. Got another episode here, just on the heels of a recent episode. This is like 2 in 2 weeks. This is amazing. It must mean that we're almost to summer break.
Isn't it like 2 in a week?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's 2 in a week, but like for our listeners, you know, I guess it's like, well, you know, you're right. I can't do math. You're the math guy.
We've been busy.
You guys have been busy.
Yeah, and now we're coaching, trying to crank out some episodes.
It's great. we're gonna crank out a bunch.
We are.
In the next month.
We are. Our listening audience has been. We've heard from several people that they want more View from the Rock. So we are here to.
We've deliver. Heard from hundreds of people.
Yeah, maybe even tens.
I think it's hundreds.
I think it is.
Have
too.
You seen the numbers?
The numbers are incredible. When our executive producer, Mr. Ruck Dashiell, showed us the numbers off of whatever he gets the numbers off of. It was amazing.
By the way, I'm Ruck. That was Papa Swappa, and this is Morgie. Say hi, Morgie.
Hi.
Hi, Morgie.
In today's episode, before we just totally forget what we're even going to talk about today, we're taking on a giant topic in our musical genre, and that's the Beatles. And
out of our comfort zone.
It's out of our comfort zone. It's not something that I listen to all the time, but man, in reviewing songs from the Beatles, I'm going to say this again later, like, I've been missing out. I need to listen to it more. We are not going to do it justice. If we need to talk about it in another episode, we'll do that. Let us know how we screwed it up. And finally, last two things, we have our beer of the week, of course, and our top three burger places that we've been to. Anyways, how are we doing, guys?
Should be a great episode. We're doing great. We got 6 school days left and
5 and a half.
5 and a half.
And maybe not 8th grade for 3 of them.
Correct.
And that half day, you know,
is a field day. And Swap and I are playing flag football.
I said I was going to be all-time quarterback.
You did?
Yeah.
To who?
To whoever asked me to play. I said, I'm not going to run.
You're going to throw?
Oh,
I'm going to throw to me?
I'm going to chuck it.
You know what? I am going to moss people. I'm going to moss 7th grade and 8th grade boys.
You know, I can throw it over those mountains over there.
Oh. Okay, Uncle Rico.
You know, I know who you're talking about.
Eat your food, Tina.
That student asked me as well, and I did. I said no.
What? What are you going to do?
I'm going to watch a movie in my classroom.
Of course. You're going to do what you always do.
Think about where all the kids are.
Get out of your comfort zone.
Think about where the kids are that are difficult to control. They won't be in my classroom.
What movie are you showing?
There is nothing you have to control. I don't care. I'm going to be playing flag football. I don't care what happens.
You should come out and block for us, Ruck.
There's no blocking allowed in middle school flag football.
Well, there might be that day.
You know, in middle school, just like when I was a kid, my talents were not appreciated.
One of the worst injuries I ever had was playing football with middle school kids. I juked a kid and I rolled my ankle and I ended up in the ER.
I am not.
An ER for a rolled ankle?
I am not going to do that. But you know what? I was going to sign up for pickleball, but I'm going to let Teresa kill everyone.
Yeah, kids have no idea what they're getting into with her. She's a stone cold killer.
Oh,
I kind of want to see that now.
She's good.
She's good, and she's left-handed.
Oh, that's bad.
And she's the nicest killer you've ever met.
Yeah. Well, I know she's very nice.
Yeah. Like, she'll be like, oh, that was a great shot, Jason.
Oh,
but I just killed you.
Yeah.
That is the worst kind of trash talk ever.
I hate it.
Oh, God. You know, are they listeners? If they're not, they need to be.
I think they have been a little, so I'm going to I'll get Corey on it.
Okay.
Because Corey actually played in the tournament we were at with his son, Eli.
I'll be damned.
Oh.
And they played in the, they dropped down divisions. He was the youngest kid in the entire tournament.
How'd they do?
They went 3-3.
Okay.
But of course, there were people that should have been in my tournament that sandbagged.
We talked about sandbaggers on the last episode.
So
pickleball
is a bunch of sandbaggers. Derek, I love you, Derek.
You know why that is, right? I'm gonna give you a hot take that might be offensive. Are you ready?
Offensive to me?
Could be.
I want to hear it.
The people who play pickleball at this point?
No, that's not. No. No. Whatever I you're saying. No,
because you know what I'm gonna say.
No, it's not. There. I mean,
the people who play pickleball competitively had an athletic career at one point. They're past their prime, which everybody gets to, and now they're trying to be competitive again. And some of them are not actually as good athletes as they thought they were, and so they have to drop down.
You know, that's...
And you're realistic. You know what kind of an athlete you are. You're a good athlete, so you're playing where you need to be. But some people are just way too serious about it to the point of, like, I have to win and dominate. I'm going to drop down.
Well, I think that's partly true. I also think that, you know, there's a lot of the transition from tennis, but there's, I mean, I don't know what the rules are like in certain tournaments where they do this rating, duper rating.
Duper?
Duper, D-U-P-R. I just signed up for duper first time.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. So that means, like, it's kind of like a handicap for golf.
So does somebody rate when you?
Yeah, based on how you do in the tournament.
Okay.
I think it needs to be that and not self.
Yeah.
Like you can't just go to a tournament and self rate. Yeah. The big time tournaments.
They are duper.
Yeah. Like everything is like, this is your rating. You can't play below this.
So then maybe are there people who specifically go there so they can self rate down because they're looking to.
Well, and I found out that I talked to a couple guys in the 4-0, and they're like, well, if we keep losing in the 4-0 every time, even though we're playing 4-0, our rating goes down.
Even though it's self-rating?
Well, the duper.
So duper looks at these self-rated tournaments?
Yes.
Oh, well, then that's it.
So I'm new to the game. All I know is Signdog and I have a tournament on June 23rd.
Where?
Any listener that wants to come.
Yeah, I'll be there.
It's Sunday in Marysville.
Oh, perfect.
At noon to 4.
Wow.
And I got my new paddle. I'm so excited. I'm dreaming about pickleball.
Where in Marysville?
I have no idea.
I want to get one of those big signs of your head and stand in the audience and wave.
And there are people that are going to show up. Yes, I mean, I would love to have spectators watching us.
Okay.
So if you go to a tennis match, you know, yelling and stuff is frowned upon.
There's no yelling.
What? Oh, at tennis, yeah, but pickleball,
there was zero. Like people, like there's literally like 50 people in chairs, lawn chairs, kind of sitting outside the courts because they're fenced, and they're watching. They watched everything. Like I had someone come up and say, "You guys played good," and didn't know who he was. He was there watching all day.
So if I came to this match and I started yelling, would people ask me to stop?
I don't know that answer. You mean after a point? No.
Sure. Like, whatever.
Maybe you're not allowed to talk or do anything in the middle of a serve or a point.
I do that all the time when I play. So you can't.
So like if I'm standing there and someone's about ready to serve and I say something to my partner, that's called a hindrance.
What? Oh, I've seen that called in high school tennis.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, Ty even said.
He called Burlington on a hindrance.
Yes.
That'd be.
Yeah. You remember that?
Yes, I heard.
Yeah.
So it's exciting 3 weeks because when school's out, I'm going to be practicing every day.
Man, you're all in.
I'm all in.
That's awesome. I mean,
my body feels good. My mind's right. New paddle.
Really makes me want to try it, but
no, you all are going to try it.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
You do have a certain glow about you.
So thank you.
Nice hue.
Are you pregnant?
Is that?
No.
No.
For listeners out there who are not sitting in here with us, just checked his stomach out.
My sister at all last week?
Pulling her calf muscle? Yeah. I think we did.
Yeah.
She's not doing well.
Recovery is not good.
No, and Megan's gone.
Oh.
So she had to hire a nanny for herself.
Oh, that's not good.
Really?
No, it's a joke. I told her.
Oh, my goodness.
So what else we got going on? We got the NBA Finals tonight. We got College Baseball Super Regionals tomorrow.
Finals tonight. I think Boston's going to win the series. I think Boston's going to win tonight, but we need Boston to win by 6 or less, Ruck.
Yeah, we made a trip to the casino.
So you're rooting for them?
I'm rooting for, rooting for 7 games. I'm rooting to win money.
Hey, do you want a score update?
Yeah.
Okay. End of the first quarter, Boston 37, Dallas 20.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That is not going in our direction.
No.
Oh, what? Boston?
Damn it!
I thought you wanted Boston to win.
Less than 6.
Oh.
Oh, my God. That's not going well.
And then tomorrow, we have a lot of rooting interest in... Well, tomorrow doesn't really matter. It's day 2 that matters in the Super Regionals.
But I have something for tomorrow.
Oregon State.
Winning?
Yes, I do, too.
Texas A&M winning. Yeah. I have a parlay on that.
Texas A&M, I can't remember the guy's name, but they've got a good number one. They've got a great home field advantage. I think they're going to beat Oregon. Oregon State... hits. Kentucky doesn't really have dominant pitching. I think Oregon State's going to win.
So
Oregon has a baseball team?
Right. Remember when they got jealous of Oregon State and made their own team?
Yeah.
They didn't have one at one point?
No, they never did.
No.
And now they're good.
Yeah.
Because
Nike.
Money can buy anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt and Colin, you guys can suck it.
Suck it, yeah. Yep. Hey, so Super Regionals, I saw a little headline that said something about that they'd re-ranked the teams.
Nope. I don't think they do. I think it's all preset.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So because I asked Swap that, because Kentucky is a 2 seed and Oregon State's a 15, but there's 16 teams in the regional.
Yeah.
And there's 5 teams lower than Oregon State.
Right.
So they should be an 11.
But that's not how they do it.
Yeah. It's predetermined. You win this regional, you go to this super regional, no matter what.
And if you're looking for a Cinderella story, you've got Evansville going to Tennessee. You have UConn down at Florida State. But I think both those teams are going to get hammered.
So real quick, on a different note, today I was listening to a different podcast called Lebatard and Friends.
Yeah.
Stu Gotts.
Mm-hmm. Are they as big as us?
Yeah. A little bigger.
Okay.
A little bigger.
So they're owned by they're Meadowlark Media is the guy John Skipper used to run ESPN.
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard of him.
And then David Sampson. Great podcast.
Marlins guy, right?
Yep, he was.
Yeah.
Brilliant guy. Well, anyway, Stu Gotts thinks that they released the whole Hurley being a coach at the Lakers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So that LeBron can take over the finals even though he's not playing. So the day of the finals, they released this.
So he gets the attention?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Why didn't he do it yesterday?
There's stuff out there about LeBron trying to get attention right now because he's not in the finals.
I mean, it's also the Lakers, too. The Lakers want attention. I mean, those two people / entities are perfect for each other, the Lakers and LeBron.
Hey, but you know what? It would be amazing to watch Lakers-Celtics in the NBA Finals. Like it used to be.
Sure.
Showtime.
It's not like it used to be, though.
It's not.
Hey, Dallas just scored. So now it's down to
15. No, you know what? You just ruined my night.
You know,
they're down 15 in the first quarter. It's going to be a blowout.
It's not going to be a blowout. It's the NBA.
It's going to be... That means 3 of my 12 bets are off.
And you bet the under?
Yes.
So right now there's 10 minutes left in the second quarter, and the total points are 66.
So I need under 217.
I think you're on pace to lose.
That would be correct.
Nice. I mean, that's I imagine most of your bets go that way, right?
Hey, another thing.
Yeah.
We might be going to Metallica.
That came up yesterday.
Ooh.
Night 2, September 1st.
Oh.
I think it's going to happen.
I agree.
This is 2 days after you guys go to Everclear, right?
Correct.
We haven't told the wives.
About Metallica or Everclear? Yeah.
Metallica.
Yeah.
Rooster is the man.
Yeah, he is. I think it's going to happen. We talked about this in the last podcast, but who is the lead act for Metallica on night 2?
Five Finger Death Punch. So I can't even tell you.
No.
I know a song from them.
Because
I listened to Turbo, Channel 41 on XM. But I wouldn't be able to. At the break, I'm going to find a song that I know from them. And then, who else is?
I don't know who else is playing on that night. The previous show, the one that's like August 30th.
Is Pantera.
Pantera and Mammoth.
But, and see, I would love that. I would love to see Wolfgang. But,
yeah.
So I was talking to Roscoe yesterday and Toddy and Roddy, not Roddy, and James. And James is like, is Pantera any good anymore without... Is it Dimebag?
Dimebag Daryl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that their singer?
No, he was their bassist. And he, if I remember right, was killed outside of maybe on stage at a show in Ohio.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're not the same. So, but I was a closet Pantera fan when in college. I mean, that stuff got me fired up.
I'm gonna fact check that because I don't want to do him injustice like we're about to do the Beatles.
Yeah, that's fair. You know, I was thinking about NBA finals. I feel like without betting, this is one of those finals where who could you actually want to root for? If you're from Boston, obviously you root for Boston. If you're from Dallas, obvious. But like Dallas has Kyrie Irving, one of the least likable people in the
but
NBA.
He's getting better.
I don't care how good he is.
No, he's getting better.
He's an idiot.
He thinks the world is flat. I know.
He thinks the world is flat.
Like yesterday, his earring was like 5 feet long.
I don't even know what that means.
He had an earring hanging down.
Oh, it was 5 feet long?
Yes.
So
with a feather.
And this is better.
No, he's playing better. They're playing better together.
Yeah, but he's still crazy.
Luka.
No, absolutely. They are. Yeah.
I want Dallas to win. I hate everything about Boston. Boston's arrogance is, I hate it.
I get that.
Dude, they're also.
And Boston fans love to be winners.
I'm sorry, but I'm
going to
say this. This is a hot take. I don't know if it's a hot take swap. Boston fans, in the history of Boston, everyone can say it, they're racist.
That's pretty well documented, actually. That's not even an opinion.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think that, yeah. Yeah, so Dimebag Daryl was not the bassist. He was the lead guitar for Pantera.
Correct.
Killed in Columbus, Ohio by a deranged fan who shot him on stage with a 9mm.
Wow. What year was that?
That was...
Dude, how is that possible?
2004.
So that's why they have a new guitarist. But like, you listen to Pantera. Have you listened to them at all, Ruck?
Yeah, yeah. Cowboys from Hell?
But I mean, Walk...
Yeah.
I don't know some of their other stuff.
Ugh.
No, they're really good. I would love to see
Cemetery
them.
Gates. Oh, I'm going nuts. Like Roscoe would say, the noises that I make.
Yeah, I know. But we're not going to see them.
No.
I'll have to see what I can do. Are we ready to dive into our musical genre that we're guaranteed to screw up? We're going to screw
Hold
up.
Hold on a sec. I'm opening up a beer.
You are opening a Michelob Ultra, so when you say you're opening a beer, you're lying.
This is Tim and Tara's beer left. They left it here.
Yeah, you're losing weight as you drink that beer.
So I'm drinking water.
Oh, Michelob Ultra.
Oh. Oh my God, I'm getting skinnier.
So how do we want to lead this off?
I don't even know.
You know, if you want me to just read a little bit about the Beatles, I can do that for you. Do you want me to just give you some information? Okay. Well, in case you've never heard of the Beatles, which I guess might be the case if you're under the age of 25, they're an English rock band formed in Liverpool in 1960 that was consisted of John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr. They are considered to be one of the most influential and successful groups in American history, or not American history, like world history, popular music history. Now, here's the part that there's a lot of stuff in here. I don't even know what it is. It says their music blended elements of skiffle. Have you ever heard of skiffle?
No.
Yeah.
Can I try and spell that?
Sure.
Yeah.
S-C?
Nope.
Skiffle? S-K?
Yeah.
Iffle.
I-F-F-L-E?
That's it. Yeah, baby.
C's and K's. That's stupid.
So, skiffle, yeah. Beat, 1950s rock and roll, classical music, traditional pop, and they also explored other genres like folk, Indian music, psychedelia, and hard rock, which I think, you know, in our listening, one of our comments was they have a great oeuvre of works, and even in a lot of their songs that were mainstream, you hear a lot of that like Indian sound in some of their songs.
Yeah. And we, you know, we've talked about our musical genre on different episodes, and we're honestly starting to run dry a little bit on different things to talk about. So we decided to go with bands.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to do that for a while.
Or we just pick a year and just go the next year after it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But we picked the Beatles this week.
Yeah.
And I was on a drive this afternoon and hit my Spotify playlist on Beatles because I haven't listened to them in 30 years and could not believe just their body of work is unreal.
It's so shocking to look back in comparison to how often bands put out albums these days. And you know, they might have like 2 years between an album when release, and to see their album dates as like 1963, then the next album releases 1963. Like,
yeah,
for a while they're releasing like two albums every year
and not really any duds.
No,
how many? I don't know this answer, but I wrote down some albums that I have heard. I don't know all the songs off every album.
Yeah.
But I wrote down 8 albums.
Yeah.
How many albums do they have?
I have no idea.
Well, 20?
Ruck's fact-checking right now. But
as far as the ones that I wrote down that were like full-length albums that weren't, I don't know, repurposing a bunch of old songs, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 albums. Is that what you said? 12?
I wrote down, I have 8 that I wrote down, but I didn't look at all of them.
And then, Ruck, do you have at the ready a like a span of how long they were in existence?
Well, you know, when I look at the album dates, it starts in 63 and goes to 70. But also when I look online, it says that their band eventually split up.
Mm-hmm.
It coincided with or was related to the death of their manager in 67. So it doesn't mean that they split up in 67.
Right.
But it was related to that. So I imagine
Yoko
had some pull in that. Yeah. So maybe 7 years there. Put out
well,
a lot
my,
of stuff.
I will say my aunt, Barb.
Yeah. Did she see them?
In Seattle.
Oh, my God.
She was the oldest, so she was allowed to go.
Uh-huh.
In, like, 64? No. 68.
Okay.
And it might have been Kingdome, or was Kingdome...
Kingdome was not around until, like, 76,
so,
77. Maybe
like,
the Coliseum or Memorial Stadium or somewhere.
She was the only one that got to go. Like, 68 or 69.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is crazy.
You know, I feel like something that we continue to talk about off air was that their music incorporated a lot of different styles. There was a lot of like within that though simplicity that like made their music different, at least from what we listen to today.
Well,
it's hard for me to know compared to things at the time, but it like, seemed so simple.
When you think about a song like Here Comes the Sun, or Yesterday, you know, when you hear those songs, they are so simple, and but there's an elegance about them.
Well, I think that when they're simple and elegant, like you're saying, I think that there's not a way.
Yes. I mean, I would cry. Well, for two or three of those songs.
I think there's not a way to hide like a lack of talent. And it's so apparent that all the members of their band have such extreme talent, because you're not going to have this Rolodex of songs that we have here over the span of 7 years if you weren't full of talent, because every single album you could listen through, it seems like, all the way. No duds in there that are going to make you.
But again, to that simplicity, I'm looking at their playlist right now. Here Comes the Sun, Let It Be, and the simplicity of that. And I remember reading Outliers. You've read Outliers.
Yeah.
Gladwell. And I think there was a chapter on the Beatles. You know, the 10,000
hours.
Yeah. And they, and I'm going to bastardize this, but they were playing at like a strip club in Copenhagen or somewhere. Or Germany.
No, it's 100%. Yeah.
And they would play all day. Like they would play 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And just them doing that day in and day out, and how good would you get if you did that day in and day out?
So you could just like, I mean, you close your eyes. I think about it as watching McCready in Pearl Jam. He closes his eyes and he's like, oh, I'm going to do this way today because I've done it for 40 years.
Yeah.
And they play at, like you just know what you're doing. I mean, it's just like a craft of anything we do.
Yeah.
Like you played baseball. How many baseballs did you get hit to?
Oh, I mean, how many ground balls did I take?
Yeah.
A billion.
In 10 years.
Yeah. A billion. And but then you think of that within the context of a band where you have these same four band members that do that day in and day out.
Yeah. And you love it. You still have a passion.
There's that symbiosis.
Wow. Those are big words.
I might need to take a nap after that one.
But I mean, like when I think about a couple songs.
Yeah. Tell us a couple songs.
So While My Guitar Gently Weeps, we were talking about this before we got on air.
Mm-hmm.
And just some of the songs that they do that people have covered.
And a cover is the greatest compliment to a song.
Yeah. And doing it well.
Yeah.
So I love Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, like that album.
When I grew up, my dad had that album in our house. I have it in my garage right now. And I remember, if you can picture the album cover, there's like 60 celebrities pictured on the album cover with the four Beatles.
And the colors.
And I remember looking at it and thinking, who's that guy? Who's that guy? I think Sonny Liston might have been on there, you know, the boxer.
Yeah. Do you know who that is, Ruck?
Yeah, he's a boxer.
Okay.
No, that's funny, though. I didn't realize all those people in the background are celebrities.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen that album cover many times, and since I just wouldn't recognize anyone.
And then
random faces.
The Abbey Road album cover.
Iconic.
Might be the most famous album cover ever. And people thought, I think it was, I'm trying to picture it in my head, but I think Paul was dressed differently. So people thought that meant he was dead.
Is he all in white in the front?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The White Album.
Yeah. I'm just looking.
Something that kind of blew my mind was that when I looked through, so I didn't do the Spotify thing. I just went through every single album, played every single song for about 15 seconds. And if I recognized it or liked it, I wrote it down. And so working through all of that, then I realized that there were some songs that were missing, and it made me, I didn't know whether other bands do this, but at least they have a lot of singles that aren't on their regular albums.
Okay.
So some of the ones that I came up with that aren't on other albums were Day Tripper, We Can Work It Out, Paperback Writer, Hey Jude, I Want to Hold Your Hand, I Feel Fine. Like, again, tons of super famous songs that everybody, when they hear the name, goes, oh, I've heard that.
So when I was 10 years old, my dad told me Hey Jude is the best song in the history of music.
Oh.
So one of my favorite songs is playing the piano. It's great.
Yesterday.
I was listening to that today. How about this lyric from Paul McCartney? Yesterday came suddenly.
Yeah.
I mean, that is powerful.
Yeah. And it's how many people have covered Come Together?
Oh, and you know, and some of these songs, I think the covers are better. I think Aerosmith's version is better.
Yeah.
But that's a compliment to the original.
With a Little Help from My Friends by Joe Cocker.
Joe Cocker's 100% is
better.
Yeah.
But
I Am the Walrus.
Cuckoo Kachoo.
Oh, you slipped.
I did.
So there.
I Am the Eggman.
Yes.
I Am the Walrus.
The differences in depth from the beginning of their albums in 63 to 70 is so crazy from the standpoint of. So Twist and Shout is just a classic like dance rock song from the 60s.
It's almost like boy bandish.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And then you start to get some of these songs like Norwegian Wood, one of my favorite songs.
I Once Had a Girl.
Such
or
so
I
melodious.
Say She Once Had Me.
And then
that's
you get,
true.
Then you get some songs in there that are almost like kids songs. Obladi Obladi.
Yeah.
And then Octopus's Garden.
Yeah.
Like such great songs, Here Comes the Sun, that, I mean, if you love music in any way, they have something that they made that you would like.
Let's see.
How about Michelle off of Rubber Soul?
See, I didn't, oh, wow. I wrote down that album. I couldn't tell you one song.
So that's a song where it's, I think what it is, there's a girl that's French and he's in love with her. And so some of the lyrics are in French.
Which one?
Paul McCartney.
Okay.
That's funny you bring that song up because when I was listening through, there were definitely multiple songs like this, but not a ton, where I didn't recognize it, but I kept listening to it because I was like, that sounds pretty good. Why do I not know that? And that was one of those. It was really well done. It was catchy. It was good. Man, so Paul McCartney, French girl.
What about Blackbird?
Oh, isn't that a great song?
So our buddy Zach from Melba.
Yeah, does he play that?
He did.
Dude, I'll be damned.
Everybody who learns to play acoustic learns that song.
And
I don't know.
Hey, I know it.
You but do?
Melba's, yeah. Melba's going to come up later in the burger segment.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
So just an idea of them producing these albums and how quickly they were coming out. We've got an album... We got Please Please Me in 63 with the Beatles 63. A Hard Day's Night 64, Beatles for Sale 64. Help 65, Rubber Soul 65. Revolver 66. Then we've got
two albums a year.
It's insane.
Yeah.
And then eventually Sgt. Pepper's 67, but then they come right back again. Magical Mystery Tour 67.
Yeah.
And that era right there with the, I guess I would say maybe starting Rubber Soul on, where they're kind of psychedelic. It probably coincides with them coming to the United States, being pretty counterculture. Like the amount that they affected the United States, despite being a British band. I mean, that's incredible.
So there's a documentary out there. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but the Beatles came to Shea Stadium and a guy drove them from wherever to the stage. And then Paul McCartney comes back and plays there, like in the 90s. And the same guy
drove him,
picks him up, and drives him.
Wow.
And he's like, hey, you remember me?
And wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I would, there was a thing that I don't know if it was like 5 or 6 years ago on one of the nighttime show, like late shows, where Paul McCartney, they're like sitting there and they're like, okay, put your music in the jukebox, and all of a sudden the the cameras come on and McCartney shows up at just some bar. He's like, and he plays whatever they put in the jukebox. It was, is it James Corden?
Yeah.
Yeah, late night guy.
Yeah. And so he just showed up and they decided to do that. So he played like five songs. And these people were just randomly there.
So then another thing I've heard is Paul McCartney doesn't even read music. Everything he does is by ear.
Well, some people that do that. Yeah. And he's a left-handed guitar player.
Oh, man.
Or he's a bass, right?
And then think of the solo stuff some of these guys did. Like Paul McCartney with Wings.
Yeah.
Live and Let Die. And then John Lennon.
Band on the Run.
Oh, my God. John Lennon with Imagine.
And I actually like John Lennon's sons, Julian Lennon.
Yeah.
They had a song. Was it No Goodbyes? His son in the 80s or mid-80s?
I don't remember. I remember visually seeing him on MTV.
Because MTV.
Yeah. Then George Harrison. What was the song he played that was on MTV?
I'm looking.
I got my mind set
on. Oh, here we go. Too Late for Goodbyes, 1984. Yeah. That was good. And it was on MTV.
Damn.
So
this is kind of out of my comfort zone.
Me too. I know, but I think this is good for us.
This is good because this is how I feel normally when I'm talking about music with you.
Yeah.
hey, so I got a little an interesting fact here. It says John Lennon came up with the name of the band. It's a combination of the words beat and beetle and like the bug beetle. That they previously had been called the Quarrymen, quarry, like a rock quarry. And they've been called Johnny and the Moondogs. And the Silver Beatles.
Man, I feel skinny after that beer.
I know, your Michelob Ultra. What else we got on them?
Got a little another interesting factor. It says that in 64, John Lennon insisted that African Americans be allowed to sit anywhere they wanted at Beatles concerts while the band was touring in the South. Ugh. And all the concert that promoters quickly agreed.
Good for him, though.
Yeah.
That's ballsy.
Hey, if anyone else, you know, we would love the feedback on what we just performed with the Beatles. Where can we do that, Ruck?
They can let us know how much we screwed up and how much we missed out on at theviewfromtherock@gmail.com. I know the amount of information that could be discussed and talked about for the Beatles is enough to cover a college class. I know that because my brother took a class that was a whole semester on the Beatles.
Day Tripper, 8 days a week. Penny Lane. Yellow Submarine.
When I saw her standing there covered by Tiffany. Remember that? Remember Tiffany playing that in the mall?
Yeah.
But she changed it to him.
Wow. The Man. Long and Winding Road.
Are we just going to start reading through songs now?
I just because
I can do that too.
Oh.
So Roll I'm Over done. Beethoven.
I'm done.
No, oh. I'm not saying not to be. I'm saying there's so many good songs that it's almost worth like.
No, and they have a
understanding.
They have a powerful song, and I can't think of the name of it, where it's all about a girl leaves home. I think it's called She's Leaving Home. A girl leaves home, writes a note to her parents, and the parents get up and read the note that their daughter has left home.
She's Leaving Home, song by the Beatles. It's on Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album.
Man.
If you guys had a favorite song, which I know, it's insane to even choose one when we've just said how many they have. Is there one that throughout your life, when you think about playing the Beatles, that just kind of like comes up in your mind? That's like, that's the song that I would go listen to.
Yesterday, Let It Be, Hey Jude.
Okay, top three. Okay.
Yeah.
Yesterday. The song, let's see, hold on.
I can go if you want.
Go ahead.
Norwegian Wood, probably my number one. It's such a different sound that has like almost in disguise that Indian sound that it starts off with, that twang to it.
For sure.
And
off a Rubber Soul.
Yep. And then probably maybe Eleanor Rigby.
Mm.
I love that song.
I like that too. Yeah, we can work it out. People.
And then maybe my third one, it's really tough. Tough to choose between all of these. Maybe it's Hey Jude. I tend to like their slower, more, like some of their songs, no matter who you are, I feel like they just evoke some sort of emotional response in it, because you can just hear how much effort and of themselves they're putting into the song.
Every lyric mattered.
Yeah.
But I think part of why I like some of these songs more is because I didn't really listen to them a lot growing up, but now listening to the covers.
Yeah.
Then I go back.
Yeah.
Like Come Together. While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Like, oh, but well, Eleanor Rigby is in my is top two for me.
We talked about the Prince cover of While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Oh, we did before the show.
Yeah.
That is one of the greatest solos I've ever seen.
Yeah. And he's on stage with Tom Petty and Clapton.
And a couple other guys. Oh, he goes off.
Shout out to Prince.
And he doesn't even tell him. He's like, yeah, I'm ready.
And just absolutely kills it.
I wish that now I would have gone and seen Prince.
Me too.
It's kind of funny when I went and listened through all these songs too, how many you realize have been used for like a commercial. Like,
didn't they release? Remember, they wouldn't get on Spotify or Apple Music forever.
I don't know.
It took 15 years. Like, it was.
Yeah.
And then they released everything. And then you could listen to them. But finally, McCartney and Ringo. Well, I don't know.
What was the show on PBS that Ringo was like the. There was a kid show on PBS. Ringo was like the conductor of a train or something.
I'm looking. Shining Time Station? Does that sound right?
Maybe.
So the Drive My Car?
The original drummer was Pete Best.
Pete Best was the original drummer for the Beatles?
So when I was in Knowledge Bowl in high school.
Of course you were.
Fun fact.
Were you in Honor Society?
Yeah.
Were you also FBLA?
Hell no.
Well, you were anti-FBLA?
No, I don't want to get political here, but no.
Yeah.
So, but Pete Best was the original drummer. So at Knowledge Bowl State, one of our teammates, Neil Anderson, who's a attorney now, lives on Guaymas, every question he didn't know the answer to, he would yell, Pete Best.
Do they still have Knowledge Bowl?
No, they dropped it. That was the greatest thing ever in high school.
So that's like high school version of Jeopardy?
Yeah, that was the only sports practice I missed in 4 years of high school was to be at Knowledge Bowl State.
You're All-State Knowledge Bowl.
Yes.
That's amazeballs. I love it. I didn't know that.
We had a bar. There was a bar on the table that when we knew the answer to the question, we would slap it. Oh. And it would like
light up.
It didn't really light up, but it would like be like, oh yeah, you got it.
That sounds so fun.
No, it doesn't.
For you.
No, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else was on your team?
Neil Anderson, Aaron Conroy, who writes for Newsweek, and Wong Liu.
And Wong Liu was a freshman.
Yeah.
He was in my grade.
Yeah.
And he's like a physicist now.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm like hitting fungos.
Nice. So I will just reiterate that, yes, Ringo Starr was Mr. Conductor in Shining Time Station.
Okay, so I didn't make that up.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm gonna say this again. Their songs are so simple and their lyrics are so simple. But if you listen to some of those lyrics, I'm going to use the song Yesterday. I listened to that on the way home today on my drive. And just powerful, especially, you know, here we are kind of I'm not in the twilight of my life, but as we get older, I mean, Yesterday came suddenly. Yeah. What a powerful lyric, man.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to bring you down, but.
No, yesterday was one of those songs where when I listened to it, it was like, there was really a lot going on.
All my troubles seem so far away.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Great stuff.
I'm right. I think we need a break.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was about to say that we need a break. You guys just kept talking. Yeah. So, hey, I think we're going to take a break after we just expelled how amazing the Beatles were. Welcome back to the View from the Rock podcast. We had some time to digest the Beatles, and you know, I think we're satisfied with, you know, what we're able to say about it. But I know, I feel like there's a documentary on Disney Plus. I feel like I need to watch that's about the Beatles. I need to find out more about the Beatles. That's where this has sent me. So we'll see if this was enough for you listeners. Remember, if it wasn't, if you've got some complaints having to do with the Beatles. Shout out at us at theviewfromtherock@gmail.com. Or if you have any other things that you'd like to tell us about, whether it's new ideas, or if you think that like Morgy should grow out of Fu Manchu, or
100%.
That's a done deal.
Or if you think.
No, I'm doing that actually this
but
weekend.
When you do that, you look just like Judas Priest.
Yeah.
So the reason why I'm going to do it is because Officer Kellington shaved his goatee into a monster mustache.
Dude, it's rocking.
Oh, it's good.
Wow.
Because he can't do a Fu Manchu.
He's not allowed.
Yeah.
Oh, because of police.
Because of Officer Fuller.
Well, maybe, I don't know if we want to call people out. But
no, that's exactly right.
Well, but.
And I'm going to call out Fuller.
Well, I'm going to say that I know it depends on each department.
He doesn't have to wear, it's not like he's a refinery worker or a fireman.
Right.
They can do. Like they have to be able to put on certain apparatuses.
Yeah.
Apparati.
Is that?
I just made that up.
Is that a plural?
Maybe.
Octopi. Or you could say apparatuses.
So why can't he wear?
No, they say it's just a.
But he had a goatee.
He's allowed a goatee.
But not a.
Not a Fu Manchu. He can do a mustache.
Oh, so that has nothing to do with, it's just how you look.
I think so.
It's like the Yankees.
So I am gonna rock the Fu Manchu
in solidarity
next week.
Maybe I will too.
Maybe I should just shave my head too.
Why don't you just do a goatee?
Oh,
shave the beard.
I can't get rid of the beard.
Fear the beard.
It's a nice face covering.
What do we got next?
Next up, we got our beer of the week, which is Ride the Spiral. Pineapple Orange Double IPA from Silver City Brewery in Bremerton, Washington. Shout out to Hugh Pierce for the beer of the week.
Hugh Pierce is one of our loyal listeners from day one and one of my favorite people.
And he went to San Jose State.
He's a Spartan?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes. And he works out at Marathon with one of our other loyal listeners.
Cameron Hunt.
Yeah. Good people.
Yeah, for sure.
So a little bit about Ride the Spiral. Aggressive yet approachable. Ride the Spiral Double IPA packs a tropical punch of fruit flavor with the addition of natural pineapple and orange essences within an intensely hopped hazy IPA.
Ooh.
Spiral out. High octane, punchy fruit, intensely hopped. 8% ABV.
That's a heavy beer.
The hops are Cascade, Nugget, and Azeca. That's pronounced A-Z-A-C-C-A.
He meant spelled, yeah.
Or spelled, not pronounced. Yes. You can laugh, swap. The malt is a pilsner and flaked wheat.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready. I'm actually looking at the website, actually, of that.
Yeah.
Normally I have notes. The can looks amazing.
It's got a spiral, like when you look.
And you're looking in the mountains.
Yes, you look into it, and it is spiraling.
Oh, it looks so. I can't wait to taste it.
This is a good looking beer.
Do you think this beer is better than the jellyfish from last week?
I'll have to try it.
Yes, it is.
Man, this...
Oh, my goodness.
This beer...
Wow. That's a good beer.
Honestly, like, it's a little scary that it's 8% and tastes as good as it does. Definitely, I imagine they must have added... I might have blacked out while you were talking. Did they add, like, extra pineapple and orange flavor, or is it all the hops?
That's a good beer.
I do not know that answer, but...
Must be a fruited beer to get that flavor, because it is so fruity. IPA.
That's a good beer.
It's so fruity.
Yeah.
Super smooth.
I already
this is the summer
researched
beer.
What I think I would pair this with.
Oh.
How about a little pork tenderloin?
Yep.
Ooh.
I got a yep from Ruck immediately.
Well, I think that pork pairs perfectly with this because you always put pineapple or orange with pork. Like if you're going to have a... Like
pork chops and applesauce.
Or like it's kind of a Hawaiian...
Pork chops and applesauce. Remember? We used to... Where's that from?
I don't know what it was from, but that's what we growing said up all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had applesauce every time we had pork chops.
No, I know that same voice too. Where is that from?
I don't know.
Well, we'll have to look it up. Listeners, if you know, let us know. It's also kind of Hawaiian, right? Pork, pineapple...
Yeah,
it goes together. Mm-hmm. Whether it's like shish kebabs or if you're doing a pulled pork, maybe you got some sort of glaze over it that's like a pineapple glaze.
That's a good beer.
Speaking of which, hey, big week for the Ruck Dashiell household. I bought a smoker.
Oh, no way. Like what'd you buy?
I bought a Weber Smoky Mountain.
Oh, yeah, baby. Let's go.
And then I added onto it a digital thermometer blower kit so it plugs into the vents. It controls your temperature by controlling how much air goes into it. So I can just set it and forget it.
Yeah.
But actually have it taste good, unlike those pellet crap.
Pellet still things. Is fine. It's amazing, actually. Sure, it's still, whatever. Everything is good.
So I have a Bradley. So you get pucks, and there's like a little like refrigerator compartment, and then pucks that you put in. It doesn't get real hot, but it's amazing.
But you know what I still love? And I will do this summer, being the grill man at the cabin.
Oh, yeah.
Did you say grill man or girl man?
Grill.
Okay.
Gotcha. G-R-I-L-L.
No, he's a coal counter.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be rocking the Weber with the charcoal.
Yeah, he's a coal counter.
All summer. And whatever anyone wants, I will provide you. You want over well or well done, like my Aunt Kathy?
Yeah.
Literally, I have to burn it. I feel bad. Like, how can you eat a steak like that? Or some people want...
So if you're cooking a salmon...
Which I feel like that would go with this as well.
How many coals do you put on for a salmon?
17 on each side, depending on... the size of the fish, and then anywhere from 40 to 44 minutes.
See, this is the stuff you don't get anywhere else.
You know what? And there was a student, it was his birthday yesterday, and he said, Mr. Morgenthaler, I go, what are you doing for dinner tonight? I always ask him when they say it's my birthday. I'm like, awesome.
Yeah.
I go, what are you doing for your dinner? He goes, I'm going to Anthony's. And I'm going to either order the salmon or the fish and chips. Then I told him, I'm like, hey, I just letting you know I've never ordered salmon at a restaurant in my life because we cook it better.
Yeah.
Order the fish and chips.
I mean.
And then he ordered the salmon today. I asked him.
It's overcooked everywhere.
No, it's just, it's not good. It's just mid.
Hey, hot take.
Can I say mid?
Sure. I mean,
bet. I'm
no
tired
cap.
Of that word.
Anthony, no cap.
I'm tired of that word.
On God.
I'm tired of that word.
Dead ass.
Bet.
I bet doesn't bother me. You know what bothers me?
It just came. Like, Hey, what are we doing today in PE? Oh, we're going outside to play Ultimate for our reindeer games.
Bet. Hey, bet. So, no, new episode, next episode, as the school year ends, this can be an every year episode. Top three new words we heard this year that we want to die.
Bet.
So, bets for you guys? You know what's going to be one
say,
for me?
You know, just say that I'm 500.
Op, definitely.
You're op.
Or cap.
Hey, Andrew Olson.
No cap.
Andrew Olson, you're op.
No cap.
What does that mean?
You guys are barely even using them right.
No cap?
No, we're using them right.
You're op.
Andrew Olson is op.
He's an op. He's not op. He's an op.
He's an op. A-N.
Yeah. Op.
You know why it's A-N? Because the op starts with a no.
That's true. Good
instead
job.
Of an A.
Did you guys get to hear this word in your PE world? And that was disgusting. What? I don't know what that was. Right
well,
there.
Whatever. You We're guys trying just to like high-five touch each other from right a long Yellow Dog Studios is big.
Okay. Anyways, skibbity. Did you hear that word this year?
No.
Really?
Have not heard that word.
Swap.
Skibbity?
No.
Oh my gosh. It's a sixth grade thing. It's the worst.
So what's our top three?
All right.
Sorry.
But this needs to be an episode.
It does.
Okay. Our top three is top three burger places that we've been to. Been to. Now, it doesn't have to be just Anacortes. It could be anywhere. Does anyone feel confident in their top three? Otherwise, I'll start us.
Yeah, start us.
Okay. So top three for me, I'm going to start by, for me, naming a couple like honorable mentions. Can we get some honorable mentions out of the way? Honestly, Swap, the way we did it last time where we just kind of had a free-flowing conversation.
Yeah.
I really liked that.
So, I did too.
So for me, some honorable mentions. One, I'll say one. That's a local one.
Okay.
13 Moons. If you haven't had their $24 burger, it's an 8-ounce Wagyu beef patty with brie, bacon, balsamic glaze, and some other sort of like pear reduction on it. It's
brie is really good on a burger.
It's so good.
Yeah. Brie is really good on a burger.
I didn't know we were doing honorable mentions.
No, I haven't had it in a long time though.
I got one.
So I think Dick's is honorable mention.
Yeah. Hey, I agree. They're Dick's Deluxe. But you know what? I've seen some people, maybe some kids, just order the plain burger there.
Dick's is my number three.
Oh, what?
Well, okay. Free-flowing conversation.
Hey, and my honorable mention is a Ruck burger.
Oh.
One of mine?
Yeah.
Have you had one of my burgers?
No, but I've...
You've heard.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's an honorable mention.
Hey, you know...
You know what? You guys can suck it.
No. Hey, I'm not hating.
Dick's is my number three. So no, I like, I'm getting into the three.
I like
and you know what else is an honorable mention? Miners, even though it's overrated. Like people say it's overrated.
Yeah,
it's
but still the back good. Room, the back room at Miners.
The back room Miners burger. Yeah.
The back room, and for those of you who don't know, it's free for coaches. So the back room is where the coaches go. And basically you're in the kitchen and you get to see everything that's going on, how they do everything. And they just come up to you and kind of go, what would you like? And you could pretty much say, I would like the whole menu, and they'll bring it to you.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It's amazing.
So Miners has gotten expensive, but the quantity of food you get is unmatched.
Yeah.
I know.
But definitely not maybe.
So another honorable mention is Boomers.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Especially when you get their sale in February, where it's like, when I was in school, it was really? Like 39-cent hamburgers.
Ugh.
So one of my honorable mention is Heidelberger in Leavenworth.
Oh.
Haven't been there.
No.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
Rusty's in Cashmere.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
See, I'm always driving with a trailer, and I can't stop in Cashmere.
No.
Like, there's, like, bridges that are, like, one way.
Yeah.
You know how the river goes.
But Rusty's in Cashmere is really good.
Ooh.
So, you know, they're not here in this area, but like Smashburger, the chain, if you see one, they're worth going to.
Where is that?
It's really good. There's some in California, definitely a lot on the East Coast. They're good.
So, Rock, you ready for your number three?
My number three, you know, I'm not going to say one of my other honorable mentions unless it doesn't get mentioned by you guys.
It's not going to be.
It's a local one. It might be. I won't say it. My number three is The Baked Cafe. The Baked Cafe resides in Camino Island, Washington.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
we're going to go there.
Yes, we are.
They have
soon
a lot of amazing options there. They make their bread, all their buns, everything themselves. They've got a pastrami burger. They have, honestly, I hadn't tried it.
I'm not a pastrami guy. I'm not a...
You know what, Jason? Shut up. Hey, I hadn't tried it either because I was like, I'm not a pastrami guy.
But why would you try
it? No, I hadn't had it. So I wanted to have tried all of their oeuvre of burgers. And I had it and I was shocked. It was incredibly good.
So would you... Is that your number one burger from that place?
No.
Okay.
My number one burger from that place is their onion burger. So it's an Oklahoma-style onion burger where they press the thinly sliced onions into the patty when they smash it into the griddle top, and then they flip it so that it starts to caramelize into the burger as well. They throw the American cheese, as every burger should have, because we're all
cheese,
Americans.
Real cheese.
Yes.
And then they put it between the buns with pickles and mustard.
Rock, yeah, you had me at hello.
You know what? I think this right here is going to get a bunch of feedback on the email.
Okay, so you ready for my number three?
Yes.
Dad's Diner Party Melt.
Party Melt.
Wow.
I don't even know if they have that anymore.
They have a patty melt.
Party Melt.
I know you said party, but they have a patty melt.
Yes.
So what's the party melt?
The party melt is their patty melt. But everything Dad's does is better than everywhere else.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
I think we need to do... I already said my number three, so I can just talk.
Okay.
I think we need to do an episode on top three best dads.
Love it.
And then we're gonna talk to Fletcher.
Yeah.
And maybe have him come over.
Because do you remember the day when we went there on conference day and said, tomorrow I want you to make whatever
and
you
he think just gave us whatever he thought we would like.
And he gave me chicken fried steak with gravy.
Yes. Do you remember when we
went
there?
It was like he saw into my soul.
Yes, we're going to do that.
Yeah.
My number two.
Hold up. Before I go on, that was in my honorable mention.
Was
that,
Dad's?
That's why I didn't say it. And I agree, but I like their smash burger. Okay. They do an Oklahoma double onion burger as well, though.
Oh.
So my number two is called it's from Sandpoint, Idaho. And I've been there one time.
Yeah.
The Burger Doc is the name of the place. And if you look it up, Rock, look it up right now. Their burgers are freaking amazing.
How do they do them?
Oh, they everything.
Like, are they smash burgers?
But they could do that, but they have like 10 or 15 different burgers. There's a history of the town. I'm not really a Sandpoint fan.
But what is that? Is that Lake Ponderay?
Yeah, North Idaho.
Okay.
So that's sort of getting into some skinhead area.
Yeah. Oh, you said it. I didn't. But it was... are you looking at the website?
Their website looks great. The sticky house-pressed patty, cheddar cheese, Woods bacon, and peanut butter.
You see, I'm not doing that.
Look at that.
I'm not doing that.
Look at
one,
that
though.
Nasty thing.
Look at that burger.
Oh, yeah, it's a great... So it's we could drive... It's 2 hours from our cabin.
Yeah.
Go there for a day and have a burger.
That place looks great.
So what's your number two, Rock?
Oh, my number two? Okay, so at this point, we've left Washington State. My number two is the Electric Owl in Los Angeles.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
It's actually more in like Hollywood. And
Hollywood Bowl?
Yeah.
Well, that's a venue, but the Electric Owl is like on that main Hollywood strip, but then you kind of like meander off for a ways and kind of, it's really... circumspect? It's not a place you'd easily see.
Uh-huh.
But they do a dry-aged beef patty. And the cheese they put on it when I was there, I feel like it might have been blue cheese. I don't know, but there was a lot going on. But it was okay. It was just meat and cheese and like some sauce. There was nothing else on it. I ended up getting a double patty, but it was so like so rich that I should have went a single.
What?
It was
the patty was so rich you should have done a single.
Yeah. It was so good. Each patty was a third pound, so it was like a 2/3 pound of beef that I was eating. A burger that I'll never have again in my entire life.
Yeah.
But it was a burger that I specifically sought out. My brother and I went to Hollywood just to eat that burger, and it was worth it.
See, that's why it's worth it.
Yeah. Oh, so man. My number two, San Diego. A bar called Rockies. And I was in San Diego 20 years ago. Got in a cab and said, can you find me the best burger in San Diego?
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
And
that's a bold move.
The driver said,
I know. Yes.
He said, Rockies. So it's a dive bar. When I go in there.
Just like my number one.
I go in there and they have, their menu is literally a chalkboard above the bar. And it says, burger. Burger with fries.
Oh, love it.
Only thing they have on the menu. And it was like they took pride in how they hand pressed their burger.
How was the fries?
A lot of salt.
Nice.
I like a good fry. But amazing. But, you know.
And the only thing they had to put on the burger, there was no cheese. Jalapenos. Side of jalapenos.
Wow. A side?
That's bold.
Yeah.
See, I'm not.
You wouldn't want that spiciness?
What? You're
a sweater.
I know. And I just, you know, we had taqueria the other night and I come home late.
Yeah.
And Kelly's like, hey, the salsa's going to kill you.
Oh, because it is
it's
different
so
every
hot
night.
There now.
Oh, yeah. No. She goes, it's different because we hadn't been there for like a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's different.
So if I put it on my taco, it's different than if I eat it with a
chip. Have you ever bought it in like the Pepsi cup?
Oh, yeah, because Andy and Krista would always buy that.
Yeah, and you just buy it in the Pepsi cup.
Yes.
Like $3.75 and you get 20 ounces of salsa.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's gotten hotter.
Yeah. What's your number two?
I said my number two, the Burger Doc.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's right.
So my number one, I'm number one.
Wait, we haven't said our number twos, have
yeah,
we?
You did?
Yeah, we just did.
Well, I haven't said.
Mine was
no,
Rockies.
I did. Okay, you're good.
Okay,
you're good.
What's your number one?
Oh, my gosh.
Woo! I'm sorry. The best smash burger I've ever had right now.
Yeah?
And I've only I haven't had a ton of them.
Yeah?
But it was amazing. It was the cabin.
Oh.
It was amazing. And Uncle Neil and I went there. Neil Clokey. Shout out to Neil. He listens. What's so funny? You guys are laughing at me.
No, we're not. We're laughing with you.
I mean, there's part of me that's laughing because when I went to college at Western.
I don't care.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
But the cabin
is a dive bar.
It was a dive bar.
It is still
where
a dive
karaoke
bar.
Karaoke took place. And there was no food to be found when I went to college.
Well, now there's a guy standing, like, he has his own little spot. It's almost like he's the DJ.
Yeah.
And he's the cook.
And he's calling out your burger.
Yeah. And
Jason
he goes,
with
Neil,
the smash burger.
Neil, you're up.
Yeah.
And then you get the burger.
Question. Did you go to this place because Neil had been there before and he knew they had a great burger? How'd you end up there?
And then across the street is a sandwich shop.
Do you know the name of it?
Yes. But.
Oh, well, I think I know.
It's very.
It's like the old world deli or something like that.
It's not called that now. Yes. But anyway, the burger was amazing.
Okay.
So I'm trying to look up.
Do you remember anything about what was on it? Like American cheese?
So American cheese, but I got a double.
Okay. Hey, Mavericks are down by 19.
Wow.
I like a little lettuce.
Okay. Was there onion, tomato, sauce?
Nope. Little special sauce, and that was it.
So double patty American cheese special sauce.
Yeah. And
pickles?
And nope. Because I just, you it was the first time I was there, and Neil ordered a burger first. And I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm not going to have one. And then he's like, dude, this burger is so good. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it. And I took it home. And then I ate it on the way home. Oh, God, it was so good.
Ruck, what's your number one?
I'm going to tell you my number one. Before I do that.
Because Swap needs to leave.
I know he does. he's trying to keep the show going. But I'm hearing my passion.
I know you are. See, I want to try Ruck's burger.
Yes. Ruck.
A Ruck smash burger.
So it is a great burger.
I want pickles on my burger.
Yeah, you do.
Yes.
You need some sort of acidic balance. If you don't want pickles, then maybe how about some like pickled onions? Those are good too.
Pickled jalapenos.
Yeah.
No.
That's a little bit
zero.
Hot. Anyways, honorable mention, Five Guys is a really good spot.
Oh, it's a good burger.
Considering it's like fast food.
Yes, that's a good burger.
How about the Net?
Yes, I drove past that today.
Dude, the Net is good.
Honorable mention.
It's been a long time. I need to go.
The Net is good.
Okay. Yeah. Other two places over there, Skagit Burger Express, that's on your way to Cedar Woolley.
Yep.
It looks like a tugboat almost or something.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And then the other one it's not the Longhorn. It's the drive up that's across from Walmart in Mount Vernon.
Oh, that I know. Yeah, exactly. It's right on the when you see it on the highway. It's Burgermaster.
Burgermaster, thank you. Burgermaster is really good. They make a really good burger.
Yeah, I've never been there.
They do.
They make a great burger.
They do
a
good job. Yeah. Yep. It's good.
But my number one burger is a place called Burger and Beyond. Is not in America.
It doesn't count.
It is in London.
Oh, my God. We're going international.
No.
When I went there originally, almost like...
international.
When I went there almost 10 years ago, it was only like a food cart, basically. And now they've got a bunch of separate locations. They originally were at the Camden Market. So basically the Camden Market, if you've never been to London, is like North London and... You walk through this almost bizarre.
We've never been there.
I know. Bizarre of like people just selling random crap. And so you wouldn't even, like, I was on the hunt for this place. I'd heard about it. And my buddy and I are walking through this area. We see all these random people selling stuff we don't want. And then all of a sudden, it's like the gates open and there's this glowing station looking at me saying,
oh my God,
we have burgers for you. So I try their burger, best burger I've ever had. Again,
really?
It's a dry aged burger. And what that means is that they dry age like a prime cut, prime rib roast. And a lot of the times what happens is these giant steak places, after they dry age it, have a lot of the, I forget the name of it, but basically it's the outer layer that's dried up and it's got the concentrated funky meat in it. And they have to cut that off to make their steaks. And then they'll put that into a burger blend, and that's a dry-aged beef.
Yeah.
And so that was the first time I'd ever had dry-aged beef, and it was incredible. It was so good that despite me only being in London for 5 days, I actually went back a second day and had a burger there.
That's even better.
It lives in my dreams.
I think... Go ahead, Swap.
So I've got two honorable mentions. Before I do my number one. So I've got Bird's View Diner, which is Highway 20 east of Concrete.
Bird's View Diner.
Yes.
Yep.
Highway 20 east of Concrete. Best patty melt other than Dad's.
I've been there. Great burger.
Good burger.
I forgot.
Yeah. A great place to go.
Yeah.
Number two honorable mention, Wheeler's Long Juicy Hamburgers in Nampa, Idaho. Oh. So they do a hamburger that is shaped like a hoagie bun.
almost like a. Ooh. Let's see. Hold on a second.
The brain's working. The gears are turning. Now,
give me a second. Go ahead.
Keep okay. Going. So shaped like a hoagie bun. So their burger is elliptical in shape.
So we do those at the cab when we call them burger dips.
Oh, nice.
And we actually use au jus. But we use, like, it's a hamburger.
So can I do
on a hoagie?
Can I do number three honorable mention now?
Yeah,
because that just triggered it. Is the burger dip, prime rib dip, at Bastion, with their au jus that is barbecue sauce, au jus blend.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, prime rib dip. Actually, there's a great place called Untapped on Camino that has an amazing prime rib dip too.
Wow.
I can't wait to when we. Broadcast live from Rock's Cabin.
So my number one.
It's happening.
I know what it is.
You know what it is?
I'm trying to think.
I know
what it
where
be.
It is.
Melba. Cook's Two Hole in Melba. I've always called it the Melba Two Hole.
I know it's wrong.
Jason Chan from Melba corrected me.
Zach.
Yes. The Melba Cook's Two Hole.
They do not have a stoplight there.
No. It is the smallest town in America. And when I was in college, I would drive I would drive 20 minutes to go to Cook's Two Hole, get a Budweiser and a cheeseburger, sometimes before practice.
Yes.
And it is not just the burger, it's also the ambiance, the memories, the escape
of just being in Melba.
Nostalgia plays a big factor in taste.
Yes.
Absolutely. Does.
Oh, hey. Small, like a small, small town makes the burger even better.
And this place is the center of that town.
Yeah. Zach, if you're you're going to listen, because I'm going to text you after. Melba, your dad, his dad, Terry. Mm-hmm. He's a big Boise State fan. Remember, he's got, we made bets.
Yeah.
And we have his losing bets in our office.
Cook's Two Hole. I have their menu up on my screen right now. And you can
it's
get
still
a,
there?
Yep. You can get a cheeseburger for $8.50.
I'm going to...
$8.50.
You should go there.
I'm going to.
And Zach should... He lives a mile from there. His dad, Terry...
And the best teammate I ever had, Jason Chan.
Yes.
I mean, boys, we've got the summer. There's no reason we can't make some road trips for some of the places on our list here.
Mm. Oh, God.
Well, I can't wait to have one of Ruck's Burgers at his cabin while we're podcasting.
On Camino.
We're going to do like four podcasts in
yes,
2 days.
Yes, we are.
It's big time. I'm not sure what we're going to talk about in the beginning when we do our little intro about what's been going on lately.
We're
going to
talk about what's happening around where you live right there.
We're going to talk about seals and like, sunsets.
And
yeah,
orcas.
I like it. Okay.
Orca whales.
What we've eaten that day.
Oh, breakfast. I just showed the guys the best breakfast I've ever made.
So and bottom line was biscuits.
Good. Biscuits.
Followed by the frozen hash brown.
Hey, the frozen hash brown is an underrated breakfast
dude,
conduit.
That's a McDonald's treasure. Yeah.
Yes.
And absolutely. You can buy, yeah.
So, you can buy what McDonald's makes.
Yes. We then, buy them a lot.
What'd you have on top of that? Sausage?
Sausage.
Salsa.
And then bacon.
And then cheese.
Egg.
Oh, yeah, egg and then cheese.
And then cheese on top.
Hmm.
Oh,
it
my
looked,
God.
Didn't that look so good?
You're going to make it
amazing.
At the cabin.
I made it, and it was... They gave me like a 7 because they needed more meat.
Yeah.
But it worked out.
You're making it at the cabin. Well, you know, we got through a lot of burgers there. We got through a lot of Beatles and found out that we might be going to Metallica. It's a great episode. Oh, hey, you haven't told us your number one. Have you?
Yeah, I did.
Well, what are you going to this
the
like
cabin.
This for me?
No, I'm just saying like if anyone else has... The best burger places they've ever been to in
Tell
the state
us.
Of Washington.
Tell
yeah,
us right
I would,
now.
I want to go on a road trip.
Rusty's in Cashmere. You've got Heidelberger and Leavenworth.
Those are yours.
I know. I'm just telling people.
It would be really easy for us to go on a little burger adventure this summer. Just plan it out. You could do it in like a week or less and just see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
You know, if you've got some burger destinations that are within a 6-hour drive of here, let it fly at theviewfromtherock@gmail.com. Speaking of, you know, where you can get a hold of us, you can listen to our podcast at Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music, and anywhere else you listen to your podcast. The boys are excited.
Let's go.
Let's go. Until next time, I hope you enjoy some burgers.